Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business.
Hey, this is your host, Ray Perry, coming to you from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. Today I have a very interesting person with us on the show who has a marvelous story to tell. She is a veterinarian, and she is a homeschool mom, and she's also starting a home business, and she's becoming very successful with it. So I want to introduce, from Greer, South Carolina, Kristen Lamore. Welcome, Dr. Kristen.
Thanks, Ray. I am so happy to be here today. I am just really excited to share with you and everyone all the awesome things that we have learned and we've been able to accomplish since we have been meeting with you over the last few years. It has just been the absolutely most incredible journey, and I would have never thought we would have been in the place where we are when we met you just a few years ago.
That is great. I just am so excited to have you as part of our community at Educating for Success. So I want you to tell us a little bit about your story, about your family, and your journey into entrepreneurialism.
Well, it has been a journey that I never planned on sojourning on because, you know, I am just, you know, I grew up and, you know, we were taught you go to school, you go to college, you get a job, and you stay in that job forever, and, you know, that's just the way things work. But, you know, that's just not the way to have, you know, an awesome family life and future, and you just kind of get stuck in a grind. When I met Ray at her conference, I was just desperate. I was a full-time ER veterinarian working 16-hour overnight shifts. I have two absolutely amazing children that I homeschooled by day, and that was my passion, was schooling them, and I knew that that was a non-negotiable. So we managed to make things work. I helped my husband's company, and we had a family farm that we were running on the side. It was amazing, all the things that we had, but I was just so tired and so lost because I so desperately wanted something different for our family. I was also so concerned about my children's future because their education wasn't going to be the same as mine. I just knew that the typical college education, go get a job situation wasn't for them. I knew from the way that God made them, they were different, and that just wasn't going to be our future. But I was lost because that's all I knew. I had no way of knowing how to prepare them for the rest of their lives. So I attended one of Ray's conference seminars at a homeschooling conference. I showed up. It was titled something about entrepreneurial education, and I had no idea what that was, but I knew I needed something totally different than the way I was trained. So I was sitting in her session listening to all these amazing ideas, and how she was talking about, you know, using kids' gifts and talents and how God made them to do different things and how it's possible to go out on your own and develop businesses and, you know, bring daddies home from their jobs and, you know, work as businesses together as a family. And that is so what we wanted, because we wanted to be together and to raise our children together and be home and be able to set them off in their life in a direction where they had control of it and they could grow things on their own. So as I sat there listening to her, I was just flooded with all these amazing ideas on what we could do. And I texted my husband and I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm working." I'm like, "I need you to come to the homeschooling conference." And he never came to a homeschooling conference. I mean, he was always busy doing his work. And I was like, "I need you to come." And he texted me back, "I'm working." And I was like, "Please, I need you to meet somebody." And then he said, "I'm dirty." I'm like, "I don't care. You just need to come." And so he finally broke down and he came and we made Ray's next session. I actually went up to her after her meeting, and I've never done this before, but I was like, "Hey, you know, I'm Kristen Lowermore, I'm a veterinarian, and I love what you're doing. It is so amazing. And we would love to go to dinner with you. And that is something, you know, totally breaking out of my comfort zone. I've never invited a total stranger to dinner. But I knew Ray had what our family desperately needed. She had options and ideas and a future for us that we had never, ever seen before. And so my husband did come, and we met with Ray. We went to dinner with Ray and had the most awesome, awesome evening ever. We signed up for her protege group and immediately delved into her website and all of her trainings. And we started on calls with her, and our whole family together were so excited about our future and all the things that we could do and all the options that we could have, because for so long we were stuck in our jobs and didn't know a way out. So after signing up with Ray, we went to her home business conference, and it was such an incredible event. We sat there together with our children and all these other homeschool families, and they're there with all their children, and we listened to all of these experts in all these different areas of business, all these different trainings, of all these things that were possible for us that we had never known before. We went to her protege day, and we sat amongst a group of families. Back then, it was a little more intimate and smaller, and it has grown so much, which is so great, because when we talk with each family, we learn so much more about different things that we can do for ourselves as well. But we sat there together, and each family would get up together and talk about, you know, what we would want to do, what we would dream about doing, what would an ideal thing be for us, or, you know, we talk about our strengths and our children's strengths and what our children were interested in. And together, these families all brainstormed with us, and we came up with awesome business ideas. I mean, things that you would just maybe dream about, but actually in the last 3 years, we have watched these same families who've been with Ray grow, develop business plans and businesses from scratch, from just bare ideas. And they are now living these businesses out, and they've been hugely successful. And it has been just such an awesome journey with Ray. And we are just so tickled to be included and to have found her, and also to be a part of all these other families, because we get together at least a couple times a year, and in between we're on phone calls together as a group or with different families helping each other, and it has truly been an amazing journey.
Oh, well, I appreciate you sharing that so much, and I have to say, if that was the first time you've ever invited a stranger to dinner, I am so glad that it was me, because that's the first time anybody's ever invited me as a vendor at a homeschool convention to go to dinner. Usually I go to dinner with the other vendors or with the person that I'm there with, but I never ever gone to dinner with an attendee that I don't even know. And so I just felt like there was some kind of a divine appointment there, which, of course, we pray for divine appointments all the time. And getting the chance to know your family and falling in love with y'all, and especially your daughter, Chloe, is just an amazing young lady. I think she was like 9 years old when I first met her, and she's now studying to become a real estate investor, and she's serious about it. She is really taking this thing seriously, because at one event, I just said, hey, is it okay for a woman to invest in real estate or not? And I said, take it back to Proverbs 31. If we're supposed to use the Proverbs 31 woman as our role model, she had a business, she cared for her family, but she was also a real estate investor. And so so Chloe has taken that up, and she's very serious about it. And I am so excited about that for her.
Well, she loves real estate.
Oh, she does.
She's so passionate about it, and we have, you know, with the experts that Ray's put on stage, we've walked alongside of them, and they are so amazing in that these people who Ray brings to her conferences want to work with homeschooling families, and they have personally taken interest in Chloe and her knowledge, and they've even put her up on stage to introduce her to the group at one of Ray's conferences is this is, you know, our next real estate investor. She's amazing. She has gone to additional training seminars. I mean, this is for advanced real estate training. She and my son Levi, we have all as a family walked through this training together. She loves to spend her free time researching properties. She is now, at 12 years old, she was calling real estate agents, asking all the questions, you know, researching these properties. She put together plans. We've also, you know, gone out and looked at properties, and she sort of set the agenda, mapped things out, and she loves it. That's one of her passions. And my son, too, he's so excited to do real estate because he loves to fix things. He is naturally gifted in mechanical things and how to fix things. And he also loves destroying things, too. So he often, you know, loves working on projects, and he loves demolishing things and figuring out ways to build them back. And so real estate is such a natural thing for all of us. My husband was in the construction industry for a number of years. He knows we've rebuilt our century-old home from the ground up, and we're living in it. But we could do this and, you know, fix and flip houses and turn them for a profit all year long. And it is something that we all would love to do. I love decorating and design. And so it all works together. But with Ray, we have learned how we can do this as a family with what we have. Like, we can actually step out there and do this thing. My husband has a pool business, and he has worked that business for a very long time. It is very labor intensive. Since we joined with Ray and we've been studying with her and implementing, you know, things that she's taught on, because every Monday we attend a training call, and we've learned social engine optimization, search engine optimization, and social media development, and we've learned and implemented so many things into my husband's pool business that now it has grown. I mean, it has way outgrown us and our desire to continue to take care of it because it's huge. And we have, you know, over doubled our profits in the last year with a pool business in an area that's flooded with other pool companies and major pool companies. So we're super excited to be putting that on the market this year. We're selling his business. And we're going to be able to take that revenue and invest it into real estate. We'll be able to fix and flip homes. We'll be able to have, you know, multifamily rental projects that are going to be bringing in residual income, as well as, you know, training for our kids and a way for them to learn how to be profitable as they grow up and develop their own businesses. So the real estate is definitely something that's super excited for all of us.
And I am so excited to see you actually taking action and doing something with what you've learned from the experts that we brought to the conferences, because so many people come to an event like ours and they don't ever do anything. They get all excited and they go home, but they never, ever do anything. And so just the fact that you guys are putting into place some of the things that you've learned from our experts is just exciting to me. I just love it. And we do bring a variety of different things in. We have, you know, I went to a homeschool convention in Atlanta just last weekend. And a lady walked up to me, because when you're at a trade show, usually everybody's there to sell one thing. This lady walked up to me and she said, "What are you selling?" And it took me a minute to stop and figure out what she was asking me, because I wasn't really sure how to respond. And I just thought about it a minute ago when I was listening to you talk. The answer is, what I sell is freedom, because
right.
So many people are stuck in a rut where they're in a job that they don't like, and usually they're not making enough money to meet their needs or to do the things that they want to do. And we have a whole variety of different types of options for people to make money in a variety of different ways. And she thought that I was selling some kind of particular thing. And I always ask people, well, what do you want to do? It depends on who you are. And so I didn't really have an answer for her. And all of a sudden it just hit me a minute ago what that answer is, because by providing a variety of options out there for people to experience and choose, they can find the thing that's going to work best for them. And so of all the things that we've had, and the Lorimore family has been to several of our events, one of the things that Kristen has particularly jumped on and has understood is a particular company that she loves that's becoming very popular now. So I want you to tell us, Dr. Kristen, more about the company that you discovered and that you are in love with now and working.
Well, I believe, Ray, it started way back when at that initial protege day where we sat with you at, you know, the first time at your home business conference. And when we were brainstorming on our family, I mean, definitely, you know, we've had ideas for all of our different family members. But one thing that struck a chord with me is that, you know, God has given me an, you know, amazing education, and but he's also given us a desire to live a very natural life. We have always pursued natural health options and have tried to stay away from conventional, you know, medical treatments and therapies and medicines which have side effects and all of that. And for, you know, our children have been raised naturally. We haven't needed any medication, never been on any antibiotics, and it's always been a passion of ours to study and learn about natural things and also to share it with others. So as we were talking about, you know, what could I do in order to not, you know, have to go to a job and to work as a veterinarian and in a clinic and have to be there for set hours, a way to be more flexible and to help others, we decided that the essential oils that we have been using for a very long time to support health in our family, we decided that, you know, that could actually truly be a way of something that we could implement in our family as a business to generate income and residual income and help others all at the same time. We studied, you know, all the different companies. When we finished our studies, it was definite that Young Living, to us, was the best company to partner with. Young Living is an essential oil company that owns its own farms all throughout the world, and they cultivate and distill, package all their own essential oils. They never go out to a third party. I could trust this company and their purity and their dedication to providing people with a quality product for health-related purposes. I knew I could trust with them and partner with them. So we began working a Young Living business. And this is something that, you know, we had been growing all along in our education and our knowledge of essential oils and natural health. So it just seemed to be just the perfect next step is to actually step into it as a business model. Young Living is a multi-level marketing company that actually gives people a thank you check for sharing essential oils and helping others. And it has been truly a joy for our whole family to be able to help people. And we believe that, you know, God just puts people in our path that need help. And we just share with them what we're doing and what works for us, and share these amazing products with others, and it has truly grown into a fantastic business for our family. In the last year that we've been sharing and growing our Young Living business, I am now in the top 5% of the company and generating a thank you check that is, you know, equivalent to about a sixth of my income, and that's just starting out. So it has been awesome for us. We actually, my husband and I, share together, and our family typically goes along with us. Chloe is amazing. She loves to share her oils with others, and it is something that we are just so passionate about. And we have been able to partner with an awesome company to support us. So it has been an awesome journey. I see that, you know, my plan is very shortly, I probably, you know, am not going to be an ER veterinarian working nights anymore, but we're going to be home as a family, and we're going to be sharing essential oils with other families and helping them to stay healthy. Also, with, you know, Ray's guidance and help, you know, I see that, you know, my desire is to become a veterinary consultant so that I'll be able to help families with their pets and to be able to help them even, you know, throughout the United States on a more of a consulting type basis, so that I'll still be able to use my gifts and talents as a veterinarian, but I'm actually going to be able to touch a lot more people all across the nation as being more of a consultant and being able to help them on that sort of basis.
That is awesome. See, I just love it when you just stop and think about the things that you really want to do and what you're able to do, and then figure out how can you do them a little bit differently. You weren't trained exactly in all the things that you have been doing lately. Your basic education is in veterinarian medicine, and so now you're applying that foundational education in a new way, and it's just so exciting to me to see how you can do that. And the thing is so many people say that network marketing is a scam or it's a pyramid scheme or anything like that. Actually, pyramid schemes are illegal, and so therefore it cannot be because it is recognized by the United States government and IRS, and they have no problem with it whatsoever, so it's not a pyramid scheme. But network marketing companies offer you a system, a product, customer service, training. They offer everything that you need to get started in a business that you weren't trained in. Plus, they give you the product. And so the secret to being successful in any network marketing company is to find a product that you love, because if you love and need something, you can share it with other people freely and believe in what you're doing, and it will work. If you don't believe in what you are selling, then you can't sell it. But if you do believe in it and you use it and you love it, then you can sell it. It's just a natural thing that we do. It's called evangelism. Basically, when you find something that you love, you want to tell other people about it. When you see there's a really good sale at the store downtown, you come home and you call your friends or tell your friends and your neighbors that there's a sale. You want to share good things with other people. And so that's basically the concept of network marketing. It's based on a Christian principle in 2 Timothy 2:2, where you go tell two people and they go tell two people and they go tell two people. And so it's a system. Now, it doesn't work for everybody, and not everybody needs a system like that, but for the people that do want that structure, it works very, very well. And about 84% of the women in America that earn six figures a year or more do it through a network marketing company. So if anybody where you work at your job or in your neighborhood or in your church is complaining about the fact that women don't get paid as much as men, or you don't get paid as much as you're worth, or you'd like to move up in your corporation but you can't, if you're making less than six figures a year, you might want to stop and consider some of these opportunities that are out there, because network marketing companies actually do work, and the model does work, right?
It's amazing, right? Because they handle all the paperwork, they handle all the businesses, they handle all the orders, they handle all the product, they do all the training. And we this year have gone out to Utah twice. We've been out to their Mona, Utah Lavender Farm. I attended a conference strictly on using essential oils for animals. I was able then to tag a veterinary conference in aromatherapy that was handled immediately afterwards. And it was a conference for veterinarians strictly on using essential oils exclusively. And it is
amazing
what they can do. But the company does it all, and all I have to do is just step out there and share and help with people. That's all. I just, you know, God puts people on our heart to share with, and we just walk forward and we share. And it is so natural. I haven't had any problems at all. You know, people think about network marketing companies and you're harassing all your friends, but that's not it at all. That's not it. It's about sharing things that will help them. And it has been truly the most positive experience of anything I have ever done in my veterinary career, because it is amazing the number of lives that we have touched and have been able to help. It's the best thing I've ever done.
That is so awesome. And I am I'm so excited that you have put these two things together, because essential oils really do have curative properties. And they really do seem to have an effect on the overall condition of your body. And if it works on people, it also can work on animals too. And so to be able to travel with your family and go experience some really cool things, get some more education on top of your your veterinarian degree. You've gotten more education that's more specific about the oils, and you're taking your family with you to go do that, and that's just, that is the fun part about it. That's so y'all love to travel, and I know it's been such a positive experience for you. But if anybody is looking for an opportunity like that, how on earth are they going to ever find a way out of where they're at unless somebody shares that with them? So if you're sitting there listening to this and thinking, well, I just hate network marketing, or I hate it when people come up and ask me stuff. You know, people love to shop. And they love to buy stuff. They just don't like to be sold. And so sometimes some companies are a little lacking on in their educational process about teaching people how to approach others. But the thing that I've seen in network marketing is when people get offended, it's usually because the person is not trained well in sales. And where on earth do you ever get trained in sales and marketing in a regular educational process? You don't. And so people get real excited. When you first found Dr. Kristen, the essential oils, you were probably really excited about what you saw and experienced and realized, oh, my, there's a company that has put together in one place all these different oils that can be used in so many different ways, and you got really excited about it. Well, if you went out and started telling people about that, you might just get all excited, and they would get all excited too. But then if you started saying, oh, you should buy this stuff, or you should become a distributor, and you just get really excited and start pushing people, all of a sudden they start stepping back and they realize that you're a little too excited, and they get a little upset. And so that is what happens when people in network marketing get too excited without the training. They sometimes mess up the marketing message, and they don't do a good job of communicating. And so you might have been offended in the past by somebody in a network marketing company who wasn't trained correctly. But if you do it right, you can make a lot of money. If you do it wrong, you'll lose your friends. And so don't be so judgmental about all network marketing companies, because they're not all the same. And if you have been approached by somebody in the past and you've been offended, then please just look at it again and realize it for what it is. Realize that it's a serious opportunity for a lot of people to make money, and they do well with it. And so you're going to learn a lot more about things like that even at our conference, because I am totally not against it. I have seen so many people make so much money with network marketing that we're going to have a variety of options available for you at the conference coming up. And that conference is in Louisville, Kentucky on August 12th through 14th. You can go to educatingforsuccess.com/2016. That's 2016 HBC to get more information about it. Joel Salatin is our keynote this year. He is a farmer who is America's prophet for monetizing farming. He's going to be talking about 10 ways to monetize a small farm, and he is going to be absolutely awesome. And we have Jennifer Navarrete, who is our social media expert, who is also managing this podcast for us today. She's going to be talking to you about some practical things that you can do with social media and how you can use social media to market your business or your projects. We have our accountant, Mauricio Martinez, who's going to be talking about 7 business strategies, things that you need to know to run a business. We have Mike Stewart, who's going to be talking about how to monetize audio and video and use that for marketing with your company. We're going to have Jack Bosch, a friend of mine who's coming from Arizona. He's actually from Germany, who came to this country and learned how to do real estate, and inside of 18 months was a millionaire. He's done 3,500 deals, and he's going to be talking to us about how to buy and sell land. We have Brian Young, a homeschool dad from Minnesota, who's going to be talking to us about how he's created a system for selling books on Amazon and is creating a six-figure income for his family of 7 children with that. We also have Tom Kuhn, the president of Membergate, which is one of the platforms that people use for having a membership site. He's coming from the UK to talk to us about how to create passive residual income with membership sites and online communities. And we also have Drew, my son, who is going to be talking to us about dirt. He has had some kind of a revelation about that. Darren Vanette is going to be doing a non-denominational session for us on Sunday morning. And we have a variety of other people that are going to be talking with us during the weekend. But you're going to get a chance to see Dr. Kristen on the stage as she's going to be sharing a little bit about her company and what it does. And if you're interested in getting more information about that, you can contact her there at the conference, or you can email us by going to educatingforsuccess.com and hitting the contact button. If you'd like to get in touch with her, just send us an email and we'll forward that on to her so that she can help you, because she has so much to share and she's so smart and such a humble person, such a servant-hearted person, and just so wonderful. And I just have enjoyed so much getting to know your family. So, Dr. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us on the show with us today. Thank you for sharing your lives with us. And thank you so much for helping so many people, and especially their animals, with what you do.
Thank you, Ray. I so enjoyed talking with you today. And thank you for what you have done for our family, because our hopes and dreams have all changed and different, and we are so excited about the future we have for us. Thank you so much for helping us.
Well, that is awesome. Thank you so much for being wonderful and awesome. You're just awesome and great. So our guest today has been Dr. Kristen Lormore from Greer, South Carolina, veterinarian extraordinaire, and I hope that you get a chance to meet her at our upcoming conference in Louisville, Kentucky. I am your host, Ray Perry, signing off. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.